Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Polokwane 32, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 31 grade. Die departement van maatskaplike ontwikkeling in Noordwes sê hy hanteer die aanhouding van 96 kinders wat betrokke is by onwettige mynbedrywighede in Stilfontein. Die kinders kom vermoedelik hoofsaaklik van Mosambiek, Namibië, Zimbabwe en Lesotho. Masajaba Sifularu berig.
Most of the illicit minors, including undocumented children, are suspected to be citizens of neighboring SADC countries such as Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Lesotho. The detained children will be charged in line with the Child Justice Act and will have their basic needs for food and shelter provided for by the Social Development Department as they await the conclusion of the legal process. Spokesperson Batembu Fuchane.
The department will, as part of its child protection services, conduct a comprehensive assessment to ascertain if there are indeed children who are in need of care and protection. The department will continue to provide the necessary support until the repatriation process is concluded.
He says the department has engaged the embassies of the associated countries over the repatriation process. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Nou na Westbury en Johannesburg waar 'n tekort aan water betogings veroorsaak het. Inwoners het vanoggend die strate ingevaar en paaie versper en bande gebrand.
Westbury does not have water. The upper part of Westbury has no water at all. So we understand that there's no water. We understand that we're on level one, but what is the understanding of Coronationville where there is really not even a drop of water? Can I tell you when last did we have water? With the last protest when you guys were here. But apparently I wasn't here, it's a leisure. The councillor was here and said that the mayor is going to come, the MMCs is going to come, and they're going to have a meeting. To date, was there a meeting, residents? Did you guys get answers?
No.
Johannesburg se metropolisie stans op die toneel, woordvoerder Kolani Fitla.
Currently, Fuel Road and Harmony Street in Coronationville and Westbury are barricaded off to traffic, with Perth Road and Portland Avenue being opened for traffic to flow. Motorists are advised to exercise caution and to avoid Fuel Road and Harmony Street and to use Price Street, Main, Perth Road and Portland Avenue as alternative routes.
Gauteng se polisie het gister 9 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem en op 3 vuurwapens en 'n voertuig beslag gelê tydens 'n mislukte kaping in Ivory Park. Die polisie het tydens die operasie toegeslaan op 'n syndikaat wat 'n sakeman van Benoni wou ontvoer. Polisie woordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê nog 'n verdagte wat onlangs uit die tronk vrygelaat is, is noodlottig gewond. En nog nuus uit die buiteland, die Amerikaanse president Joe Biden sê die 60 dae skietstilstand waar oor in Libanon ooreengekom het, is deur Israel en Hezbollah ontwerp. Libanon beleef sy dodelikste konflik in dekades, meer as 3000 mense is dood. Biden sê die skietstilstand sal omstandighede skep vir kalmte.
What is left of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations will not be allowed to threaten the security of Israel again. Over the next 60 days, the Lebanese army and state security forces will deploy and take control of their own territory once again. Hezbollah terrorist infrastructure in southern Lebanon will not be allowed to be rebuilt, and civilians on both sides will soon be able to safely return to their communities.
I guess Chanel September, our top story at this hour, the Northwest Social Development Department has confirmed that 96 undocumented children are among those arrested for illegal mining at a disused gold mine in Stilfontein.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.